But personal DNA machines can also save human lives. Professor Ian Goodfellow is a virologist at the University of Cambridge, and last year he traveled to Sierra Leone. When the Ebola outbreak broke out in Western Africa, he quickly realized that doctors there lacked the basic tools to detect and combat disease. Results could take up to a week to come back, and that's way too long for the patients and the families who are suffering. Ian decided to move his lab into McKinney, Sierra Leone. Here we see Ian Goodfellow moving over 10 tons of equipment into a pop-up tent that he would equip to detect and diagnose the virus and sequence it within 24 hours. Now here's a surprise. The same equipment that Ian could use at his lab in the UK to sequence and diagnose Ebola just wouldn't work under these conditions. We're talking 35 Celsius heat and over 90% humidity here. But instead, Ian could use personal DNA machines small enough to be placed in front of the air conditioning unit to keep sequencing the virus and keep saving lives. This may seem like an extreme place for DNA analysis, but let's move on to an even more extreme environment, outer space. Let's talk about DNA analysis in space. When astronauts live aboard the International Space Station, they're orbiting the planet 250 miles high. They're traveling at 17,000 miles per hour. Picture that. You're seeing 15 sunsets and sunrises every day. You're also living in microgravity, floating. And under these conditions, our bodies can do funky things. One of these things is that our immune systems get suppressed, making astronauts more prone to infection.